Kim Yalt Bitlbrod. There's another kasha also. The Achroinim who say over here in Nusach Bitlbrod, by the way, is the Mishnah Achroinim Tveres Yisroel. But the Velt asks, Tveres Yisroel himself is married, it's in the Boya, as I say, that you have the they have a shadow also of Dovashiation Matir, and there is no Bitlbrod. So Mamela, that's why the way the Velt says the word, that it's not Bitl Barov, as they state Mufush in the Night Behuda, but the word is that, let's say you have by, you also have by Shatnes, you want to know, is the beggar that has Roiv Tzemer Rechelim, Tzemer Gmalim, what is the beggar? Is it a beggar of Tzemer, or is it a beggar of Pishton? And the Achrenim say the word is that in the shame beggar, the maimid of the shame beggar hukvel afi the roiv. So we also the maimid of the shame kli is hukvel afi where roiv of the material comes from. The next thing in the Mishnah is mechtzel and mechtzel. It's exactly 50-50. It's tummy. Now the Velt wants to know why don't you say sofik derabon lekula? Says Velt Chayzik and Klar that the reason for this din is not al sofik imuchiv to be tummy. The Velt also has the shayla that you find by anything that's half-half, you should say, well, maybe it's half-half. And since you have shalot tzamtzim, maybe it's a little bit more, a mashu, minuscule amount more of the tohor. So what you have to say over here is mechtzal mechtzal is tomi b'teres vade, not b'teres sofik. And the word is something like we said before, that when it's half of this and half of that, so the shem kli, the hamodas shem hakli is taken from both. It's like a shame that the maimed of the kli is the kli that was previously tummy and the kli that was tohor. So now the tummy is mitami, the whole kli. Then the Mishnah says something else. You have a kli that's made, v'chein min achalomo, it's made from a type of cement. The chelmo is usually what they call the part of the egg. So it's thick, like an egg that's made. U'min aglolim, from gloli behema. So it can make a kli. The chalom is a type of tit that can be turned into kli cheres. Kli glolim is never mekabel tuma. So if what the Mishnah means to say is if roiv is from the chalmo, so it has din of kli cheres, it's mekabel tuma. If roiv of the kli is mina glolim, then it has din of kli glolim. Same din that we just had, that the roiv is kever, the shem hakli, what it is. Then the Mishnah says, kloistro. These are different types of metals. Not tzirufim, the different din. A stick which is used for closing a door. You have this in Ervin also, where you have on one side of the stick there's a thick, like a knob, and it sticks into the ground and it holds the door in place. Tmeo Lemaisa, it also has a kerch, since it's a stick with a heavy knob at the end made of metal, you can use it to smash some because it has a shem kli. Umitsupa, if it's covered over with metal, but the ikir of the kli is a kli eitz, so then tahira, you go bosa the ikir, the kli, not bosa the outer layer, which is metal. This might be the hemshich of the part of the Mishnah before. You're talking about one kli made out of two things, so we also have one kli, which is made of wood and covered in metal, over there it's also not mekabel tum. You go bosa the ikir of the kli. Hapin, Vapurna, a pin is like a tooth made of metal, and again it goes into the lock to stop somebody else from opening. Vapurna, purna is the bolt that holds the door in place. The pin goes into it to hold it firm, but both of them are serving to lock the door into place. Tmeim, they're considered kelim to be mekabel tuma. Now, if we were talking about things that are part of a bolt, that's part of a door, like we have a door that's mechubel lekaku, would be kelim hamshamshim dova mechubel lekaku, would be part of the door. But it wouldn't be mitame. Also, the pin and the purna have to be that each one has a shimish b'fnei atzmon. Otherwise, we've had before two parts of one kli only mekabel tumah together. So clearly, the pin and the purna, each one is effective by itself. They use together, but each one has a shem kli b'fnei atzmon. The reason why they're not kelim hamshamshim mechubel lekaku is because they're used to as a deadbolt on a box, on a table, on a closet. So, Melo, that doesn't have to be Mechubel Karka. V'ha-kloistro. Grada agav that the Mishnah brought kloistro. Legabe tumo. So the Mishnah brings a legabe tiltul b'Shabbos. We said it's a Mishnah in Erevin. Over there, grada is called gloistro. The kuf and the gimel sometimes are interchangeable. The concern over here is that deadbolting a door, is the pshat is when they would close up a door, it would be considered now that you're making it into a wall. You have an open place. Remember, their doors were very often a piece of wood. It was left open. People would come and go out of a house or in and out of a store. At the end of the day, Lamarshal, at the end of the business week, so the door was put into place. It was now attached. And the pieces were put into place. So how much is that boina? That's the noise over here. How much do we see that as part of a binyan onto a structure into the ground? So putting in the door, taka would be something akin to boina. The shadows over here, once the door is in place, putting in the cluster that holds it in place, is that boina? So the answer is no. There's also a shmuz about tesefes on boina. But it's not considered to have some boina. However, it's a piece of metal by itself. It could be that it doesn't have a shem kli, and it's muktzah. That's the concern over here. So there's a few different variations of halachos over here. B'shuaim eshremto mipesach zev v'telu b'chaver b'shabbos. What Yeshua is saying is that it can't be carried kedarka. It has to be nizgar on the ground, which would be like a shinui. There's a discussion over here. Does that mean that you're allowed to be metaltul muktzah b'shinui? Most cases not. It's tiltul menatzad, which is a kula. But that's called, that in Hilchus Muktzah, they don't consider it a maisa tiltul. A maisa tiltul with the shinui is a little bit of a chiddush. We explain the way the Rav explains it, that the shah is over here in Hilchus Muktzah. And the Rav calls it tiltul menatzad. Aval tiltul gomer loy. And you can carry it. Now, why would the Mishnah have to add the word bechotzer? That's not the noise. The noise is metaltalos, even if it would be inside a house. Because of that, there is a diuk, it's a whole sugin kuf chav dalad, where there is a gemara that explains the shita over here, legabi carrying. It's not a real type of carrying. The shaila is vechotzer shein murevis. It's meduric in that last word bechotzer. The Rav doesn't bring the Gemara. Vinishvi, the Shaila is over here, whether Tiltum and Atzad over here, Tiltum and Ashinui, is Mukta. And then, like we said, a little bit of a Shaila, we don't necessarily find that Tiltum Mukta with Ashinui is Mutter. If the Noise is Legabe Hulchas Tiltum and Chot Shenim Urevis, send the Shaila something else. Now, loch of a chotzer shenim urevis is a chotzer is a common area that's owned by, let's say, three people. Each one has a bias. So we look at the chotzer as a mokim harabim. It's a quasi-rishus harabim because three families have access. They cook there, they do laundry there, etc. You're not allowed to carry out from the house to the chotzer. The question is over here, this is in the doorpost, this klustro that's holding in the door. Shaz, if that's called the mokim of the chotzer, then you can carry it out to the chotzer or no. It's in the bias. If it's clay bias, it can't be carried out to the chotzer. That's the noise. For that, we have no rayas. Obviously, legabi hilchus total. And we say the Rav's way, then legabi hilchus total and a chotzer. What's considered the chotzer bias? We won't have rayas because the noise is mukta. One thing is clear. L'cha'ira, the noise over here is hilchus Shabbos. It has absolutely nothing to do with what we're talking about in hilchus Tumah. The Rav adds that you're talking, you could say a knage. Says maybe the Mishnah over here is adding that this that we said in the Reisha, the Mishnah, the Klustos is made, it's considered a Kli, it's not a Deo Muskemes. It's Be'etzim Tolin Machlokes Yibishun Reb Tarfin, the Machlokes is whether it's Kechol HaKelem, whether it has a Shem Kli. If it has a Shem Kli, it's Mekabel Tumah. But then there's no Yisit Tiltul. If it doesn't have a Shem Kli, we said that it's Hilchus Muktzah, the discussion. If it doesn't have a shame kli, that's why it'd be mukta, you need the shinui, the tiltum and atzad. At the same time, it's not mekabel tumah. That's what the Rav adds. It's mefurish, by the way, in Tesefta. The Mishnah is sosum by us, but in Tesefta steht klar. This is a Tesefta in our peret. Kluster, tarfin metame vechom metarim. Lechem means tarfin and Rabbi Shua. It's the same achleikis. The Chazanish just raises a point that maybe the reason why it wouldn't be a kli, if there'd be a machlokes tanoim whether it's mekabel tuma, is not because it's not a kli at all, but because the kli mishamish im hakarka. Avivad is mishamish im hakarka, it doesn't have anything to be mekabel tuma. It's considered a chelik of the mechuba lekarka, but that would not render it not a kli legabi hilchas muktzah. So mechit pesi to boy from one the other. The Chazanish is horror. Kanira, that the stomach of the Mishnah is not that way, even though the Tosefta clearly says it.